This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of the farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said, during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of the farmers.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupaye se adhik ki rashi hamare karodo annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. Ye yojana vaqai adbhut hai. Ek click se karodo kisanon ke bank khate mein seedhe paisa jama hota hai. Duniya ke viksit deshon mein bhi aisa sambhav nahi hai.
On the second day of his Assam visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Silchar today to lay the foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 23,550 crore rupees. Later today, the Prime Minister will arrive in Kolkata and inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for multiple development projects worth about 18,680 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. The Lok Sabha also approved the Appropriation Bill 2026. In West Bengal, the first supplementary voter list under Special Intensive Revision, SIR, is expected next week, following a directive from the Supreme Court. Sources in the Election Commission of India said over 60 lakh names were under review in the initial list, with around 15 lakh already resolved. Verification for nearly 35 lakh voters is ongoing in cases not appearing in the supplementary list will be heard by tribunals set up under the Supreme Court's order, the officials added. The Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program has engaged over 1,500 students across multiple educational institutions in the national capital. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports yesterday said the interactive sessions focused on the youth participation in nation building and the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The registrations for the sixth phase of Yuva Sangam are now open. The Ministry of Education is inviting youth from across India to participate in this initiative under Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The last date to register is 18th of this month. Registration can be done by visiting the website ebsb.aicte-india.org. India's ambassador to Iran... I beg your pardon, Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fathali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fathali said, India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fathali expressed optimism regarding the issue. Meanwhile, the Joint Secretary of the Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India is self-sufficient in the production of petrol and diesel. She said all refineries are working at 100% capacity and have adequate inventory of crude. In chess, Mayank Chakrabarty has achieved his third and final Grandmaster norm and crossed the FIDE rating of 2509, officially becoming the 94th Grandmaster of India. With this incredible achievement, he has also become the first ever Grandmaster from Assam and the entire Northeast region, creating a historic milestone for chess in the state. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.